When we think of dietary laws, we usually associate that with certain foods which are allowed or not allowed to be eaten. However, there is a subcategory of dietary laws in the Torah which relate to where certain foods are allowed to be eaten or not allowed to be eaten. This comes up in Parshas Re'eh in Perek Yud Beis, where we learn about certain foods such as the Ma'aser Sheni, the second tithe, or the Bikurim, the first fruits, and a few other things which can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. And when the Torah describes this halacha, the requirement to eat these foods specifically and exclusively in the holy city of Yerushalayim, the Torah tells us in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Lo sucha le'echol bisharecha. You cannot eat these foods in your homes, in your cities, bisharecha. Maser de ganchav, siroshchav, yitzarechel, ubachoros bukarchav, etzonecha, chol nedrecha, shetidor, nidvosecha, utrumas yetcha, etc., etc. And these, as Rashi explains, are allusions to Maaser Sheni and Bikurim, as we mentioned, also a commandment for the Kohanim who eat the firstborn of the kosher animals, the Bechor Behema Tahora. They also have to eat those in Yerushalayim. And this is the halacha that is communicated in this pasuk. What is striking, however, is the way the Torah communicates this requirement. Lo suchal le'echol. You cannot eat these foods in your homes outside of Yerushalayim. And Rashi, quoting from Chazal, is immediately sensitive to the problem with this formulation, because lo suchal literally means you are not able. But, of course, as Rashi quotes from Yeshua ben Charcha, yochol ata, of course we can. We have free choice. We can eat anything wherever we want. Who's stopping us? Of course we have free choice. It's possible. We're capable of eating these foods in a place where we're not supposed to, in our homes. We're capable. Yochol ata, says Rashi. Aval ein charishai. But, of course, what it really means is not that you're not capable, you're not able. Of course you're able. Of course you're capable. But you're not permitted. You're not allowed to eat them in your homes. You must eat them in Yerushalayim. And in order to support the way this type of wording is used, Rashi quotes from a pasuk that describes about how the Jewish people were told that they are not allowed to attack the Yevusi who live in Yerushalayim. And there the Navi tells us in Sefer Yehoshua, Lo yachlu b'nei Yehuda l'horisham, that the children of Yehuda were unable to drive them out. And here also Rashi quotes, Cholim hayu, they were able, elish ein charishayin, but in fact they were told that they weren't allowed to, because Avram had entered into a bris, a covenant, when he took the Maris HaMachpelah, and therefore the Yevusi was considered off limits for the Jewish armies. Okay, that answers the grammatical question. The fact that lo suchal or lo yuchal can actually mean you're not allowed, not just that you're not able. However, it really, of course, begs the question, why would the Torah or the Navi in that instance, but why would the Torah in our Parsha, more importantly and more relevantly, why would it phrase it in such a confusing way? If it really means you're not allowed, then just tell me I'm not allowed. Why say I'm not able or imply that I'm not able, which of course is not true. So Rav Elia Meir Bloch, the Telzer Rosh Hashiva and an incredible thinker in Baal Musar, explained, and this is quoted in the Sefer Pnine Das, which is a collection of his insights on the Parshas HaShavua. So he explains that this formulation of the Torah is actually underscoring a very profound idea in Musar and in Avodas Hashem. And that is the idea that really, Aliba de Emes, a person should feel that they cannot sin. It should be impossible to you. Just like if someone were to ask you to jump off the roof of a tall building, your response would be, I can't, because you know you would die if you did so. Of course, you could, but because it would be so terrible, it's just inconceivable to you. So you say, I can't, and you physically couldn't. Someone could force you, Rachman al-Islam, but you couldn't do it because of what would happen. Says Rav Bloch, that is the way a person should feel when it comes to violating the commands of the Torah. To violate a tzivoy of Hashem, a tzivoy of the Torah, by rights, we should be unable. Because how could we possibly do it? Similarly, there are lots of things that we might do if no one else was watching. If we knew that we could get away with it, no one would know. But if someone was watching, if someone was there, we wouldn't do it, either because we're afraid or we're embarrassed. So too, says Rav Bloch, We should have that feeling when it comes to observing the Torah or, God forbid, violating the Torah. A person should realize that, in fact, they're never alone. Shivisi Hashem lenegdi tamid. Hashem is always there. Hashem is always watching. And just like you couldn't bring yourself to do something if someone else, another human being, was in the room, really, by rights, if we really, really believed and really inculcated and internalized this idea of Hashem always there, Shivisi Hashem lenegdi tamid, then lo suchal, we would be unable to sin. In fact, this is, on the one hand, from a theological, philosophical perspective, elementary, ABCs of a believing in an all-knowing, all-powerful God. And at the same time, of course, we all realize that it's very elusive on a human level to maintain this level of awareness of Hashem. And this is why, in the famous Gemara in Masechta Brachos, Daf Kof Ches Amud Beis, when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is on his deathbed and his students, asked him for a blessing, for a bracha, he said to them, Yiratzon Shitaimura Shamayim Aleichem Kimura Basar Vadam, that your fear of heaven should be as if you're fearful of the reputation that you have in the eyes of other people. His students were expecting something much loftier and inspiring. They were totally underwhelmed by his bracha, and they asked him, Amr lo Tamidav Ad Khan, that's it? You can't give us anything better other than that we should fear Hashem like we fear other people? And he responded, Amr Lahem, Ulavai. Halavai, you could reach that level where you fear Hashem like you fear your reputation in the eyes of other people. Just like we'd be scared or embarrassed to do something if we knew other people were watching, we'd find out. We must remember that Hashem is always watching. And if we can inculcate that very simple but clearly difficult idea, internalize that and really believe it, then in fact it will be lo suchal. We will be unable to sin.